This is a short story that I wrote for the Cancer Awareness Creative Challenge by Catch It in Time, thanks to the American Cancer Society for the facts and figures. Welcome to the Time Travel Historians by Emily Singer. Good morning, recruits. I'm Historian Bees, and I'm honored to welcome you to our ranks today. I had a speech prepared, but I seem to have lost the notes somewhere on my last trip to 2020, so I'll try to keep this pretty brief. You know, it's funny when you consider all the little things in the past that never make it into the history books. You know, the stuff like what people ate for breakfast, or even things that were revolutionary but happened slowly. If it wasn't a huge, instant change, no one cares. We record the initial discovery, and maybe the first few milestones, and then it just fades into part of our normal lives. That's why people like us take on this job. A lot of normal folks think that being a time-traveling historian is either boring or consists of daring adventures and messing with the time stream every day. Of course, there are protocols to keep the timeline safe, so it's not actually that daring. But I can tell you, it's fascinating. Like my last assignment. Did you know it used to be relatively common for people to get cervical cancer? I know, it sounds outlandish nowadays. Most of us don't even know the cervix can get cancer, right? Well, it used to be relatively common back in the early 21st century. In fact, it used to be one of the most common causes of death for American women before something called the Pap test was developed. But that's not the fascinating part of this whole thing. I mean, it was certainly important and pretty good at catching issues if women got screened every 3 to 5 years. But in 2006, scientists found a way to actually prevent cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine. Heard of it? That's because it's one of the vaccines we all get before we're 10 years old here in 2130. It's become so commonplace that we don't even think of it anymore. That last assignment I just finished was recording all of that. What cervical cancer was, the symptoms, which, by the way, are abnormal bleeding, unusual discharge, pain during sex, and pelvic pain, and how we wiped it out. It's a huge section of medical history that just disappeared once it wasn't relevant anymore. And I'm the one who got to rediscover it. How cool is that? Okay, I can tell you're ready for your first assignments, so I'll wrap this up. Welcome to the Time Travel Historians. I can guarantee you're going to have a fascinating time in the past.